Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com from the PNC studio at Halas Hall. Larry Mayer joined by Tom Thayer. And Tom, quick turnaround the Bears have now. From Sunday to Thursday, they play another game. What is the biggest challenge for the team, both mentally and physically, as a player?
Well, physically, just making sure that you have a healthy cast to go out there and go through the limited practices. But it's about capitalizing on what you've been doing well up into these stages. And it is about the continuous process of this team getting better from one week to the next. But you also have to go back and look at the first Green Bay game and what you were doing well against them. But I think right now the Bears' offenses have been able to achieve a certain tempo where they can dictate personnel on the field. So at the first game of the year, they were really learning this offense in a slower type process. Now they know a lot about this offense, and they know how to be aggressive at the line of scrimmage against their opponent in trying to take advantage of quality personnel matchups.
Tom, let me flip it over to the other side of the ball. And Aaron Rodgers has basically owned the Bears throughout his career. What do the Bears have to do differently against Aaron on Thursday night than they've done in the past?
Well, make sure you understand there's 10 other guys on the field. It is about Aaron Rodgers that moves this offense successfully up and down the field, but where do their weaknesses lie in the other 10 guys? Is it on the offensive line? Is it some of the receiver matchups? Or can you get pressure to the quarterback and make him get on the move? We know how good he is when he is on his feet, but if you can pressure Aaron Rodgers to take his eyes off downfield and make sure he's looking at where the pressure's coming from, who's getting beat on the line of scrimmage, and that's how you slow the process of the offense. But it is, it's about the organized attack of Vic Fangio, making sure he continues to use all of his personnel in very, again, attackful type ways. You don't want to be relaxed against the Green Bay Packers, and I know Aaron Rodgers is respected all around the league, but I still think it's about making sure that you can put the offensive line in a defensive position to make sure you're going through to the quarterback.
Tom, pressuring Aaron Rodgers sometimes is easier said than done. Vic Fangio doesn't typically blitz a lot, but we saw on Sunday they sent some pressure from the safeties. Two safeties, in fact, got sacks for the Bears. How do you do it? Do you mix it up? Do you lay back and play coverage? What do you do?
Well, I think you always have to mix it up because, you know, Aaron Rodgers isn't the only thinker on this offense. Every one of those 10 guys have to think about the adjustments they need to make if the defense is making subtle movements at or near the line of scrimmage. And that's where the challenge is. Where do they determine that they are susceptible to getting pressure to Aaron Rodgers? Is it two offensive linemen not working well together? Is it a tight end not being able to block on the edge? Those are all the evaluation things that the scout will go through in this short week. But again, it is about the advancement of the Chicago Bears personnel, making sure that they're better game plan this week than they were last week and again next week. It's the continuous learning process of this system.
Now comes my favorite part of our segment where I ask you to reflect on a memory that you had as either a fan, a player, or as a broadcaster. I'm sure a lot of things pop into your mind when I say the Green Bay Packers. What do you think of when I say Packers right now?
I think of the intensity of the rivalry, even when the Green Bay was going through some lean years, and there was a lot between Forrest Gregg and Mike Ditka. And I've never, you know, up until this time, had speeches given by the head coach about the disdain for the opponent's head coach. And I think that motivated us a lot to go into Green Bay and win the games on behalf of our coaching staff who dedicated so much time to us. And I think it's similar here. You see the results of John Fox and the dedication of his coaching staff and the results of this football team. I think that's what you want to carry to Green Bay, because now this is the second time this coaching staff is being able to see the Green Bay Packers.
Great stuff as always, Tom. I love some of those games, some intensity, some cheap play, mostly in Green Bay's part as well. He's Thayer, I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.